From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, the 6th day of December 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The weather has top billing today as the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. Colder air will arrive on Friday and potentially set the stage for a more widespread accumulating snowfall event on Friday night. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting showers likely, mainly before 10 a.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 42 degrees. There will be an east wind at 6 to 13 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the morning. The chance of precipitation is 60%. New precip amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible. But for tonight, rain, snow, and sleet, becoming all snow after 2 a.m. with a low around 29 degrees, a north wind at 6 to 9 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 90%. New snow and sleet accumulation of 1 to 3 inches is possible. We'll bring you the weekend's weather in a moment, but first, let's take a look at the local news. At the top of the news, the Catskill Town Board is considering the use of solar energy. William J. Kimball is writing in the Daily Freeman that the Catskill Town Board is considering the installation of solar panels as a way to reduce the town's $80,000 per year electricity cost. Consultant Gordon Contrain told the board at a meeting this week the town's electric bill would fall by $16,000 per year if it uses solar energy. Contrain said the system would cost $1.2 million, but a grant from the New York State's Energy Research and Development Authority would lower the amount to $800,000. Town board members said they want to review solar energy projects in other communities before proceeding. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Freeman. State leaders are responding to Nelson Mandela's death. Casey Seeler reported at the Capitol Confidential on a reaction of state leaders to the news of the passing of South African leader Nelson Mandela at 95 on yesterday. Mandela navigated his nation through the difficult transition of apartheid's imposed white rule to one-person, one-vote democracy. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said, and I quote, Nelson Mandela refused to accept injustice, fought relentlessly for what was right, and showed that a dedicated person of courage actually can change the course of history. His struggle to end racism, poverty, and inequality began with his fight against apartheid, continued through his service as the first black president of South Africa, and is now passed on for the world to continue, end quote. Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos said, and I quote, Nelson Mandela was recognized around the world as an enduring symbol of peace and freedom, and was an inspiration to everyone. He was a great humanitarian who persevered through great suffering to lead an historic revolution against racial oppression. His passing today is a tremendous loss, but his legacy will always be remembered, end quote. Cuomo announced that state flags will fly at half-staff for Friday, December the 6th, in Mandela's honor. You can read that full story in the Capitol Confidential Times Union blog. And in our final story from Greene County, an EMS official is ousted and deputies resign. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County Emergency Services Coordinator Aiden O'Connor Jr. was removed from his position on Tuesday. O'Connor's unexpected ouster prompted Deputy EMS Coordinators Patty McAney and Jeff Lokes to resign in solidarity. The reason for his dismissal remained unclear. In an email to the newspaper on Thursday, December the 5th, O'Connor wrote he was relieved of his duties as EMS coordinator as of 10 a.m. Wednesday and told his dismissal was based on unofficial complaints. Neither Greene County Emergency Services Director John Farrell nor Greene County Administrator Sean Groden would comment on the matter other than to say O'Connor's term as coordinator was set to expire on December 31st and he would not be reappointed. O'Connor recently received the Harriet C. Weber EMS Leadership Award from the Regional Emergency Medical Organization for his work in Greene County. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. It looks like we're in for our first snowfall for the season. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. Colder air will arrive on Friday and potentially set the stage for a more widespread light accumulating snowfall event on Friday night. For today, showers are likely, mainly after 4 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 42 degrees. Friday night, rain, snow, and sleet before 3 a.m. Then a chance of snow. It'll be low around 28 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 90%. New snow and sleet accumulations of 2 to 4 inches are possible. For the next 3 days, the forecast, Saturday, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 37 degrees.
Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 18. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 33 degrees. Sunday night, periods of snow, mainly after 2 a.m. with a low around 22. And on Monday, periods of snow and sleet before 11 a.m., then periods of rain with a high near 42 degrees. Monday night, cloudy with a low around 21. The sun rose this morning at 7:10 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:23 p.m. The length of the day, 9 hours and 12 minutes.
Exactly 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Friday, the 6th day of December 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.